This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have a training and evaluation gun from there. We will see what we get out of it, and we're definitely going to run it till it's about dead. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Did that T&E gun finally get in?
Well, it isn't here yet, but it you know, I talked with Jay Jacobson, who is the owner, CEO of them, and what they're doing is, I think they're doing rock, paper, scissors, because I told them what I want, and they're trying to decide which length barrel it's going to be.
Oh, all right. Because I was sitting there going, is that a gimmick, or, no, you know what, maybe it would be interesting. I'll be interested to watch your videos when you get it played with.
Certainly.
You know, I was thinking about us. You and I went to training at Tactical
Response.
Tactical Response, James Yeager. Law enforcement officers were there. James has a law enforcement background. When I look at – that's not unusual. When I look at gun owners, we're a bunch of Boy Scouts. We're a bunch of – I'm literally Boy Scouts and law enforcement officers – and then you push us too far. And we go, this is insane. So Boulder, Colorado, I was there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
They have already made concealed carry illegal in the People's Republic of Boulder. And this course is being put on by a bunch of cops, and all of us look at him and tilt our heads, and he goes, no, when I ask the officers, it's never been prosecuted. Well, a few months ago, the city council decides they need to follow up with another round of stupid. And they told all the residents of Boulder that if they have the Boulder definition of an assault rifle, you have to come in, pay a fee, and do a background check again, and get the firearm certified as an assault weapon. We'll give you two copies. You have to keep some paperwork with the firearm. And the rest, you keep that in a safe place, because if we catch you with one and you don't have this piece of paper, it's a $1,000 fine or 90 days in jail.
So it's more stringent than the NFA.
Oh, yeah. It's a big middle finger, to which the gun owners of Boulder turned around and gave their own respective salute. There have been a handful of people who complied. The president of the Independence Institute publicly said, I'm not doing it. Come and get it. I don't think the law enforcement officers in the Boulder Police Department followed through. That's exactly what we saw in New York. It's what we saw in Connecticut. It's what we saw with magazine capacity restrictions in San Jose, California, Cleveland, Ohio, and as of, was it today, the 10th, in New Jersey. We are a bunch of Boy Scouts, but if you push us far enough, we'll return the middle finger salute. That's hard to do, actually.
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting on somebody to do one of these things where they pass this law, and this is ex post facto.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is taking something that, and the whole little Boulder thing, that was that's a registry.
Well, they say they're not going to register it. No, we just process the paperwork, and then you're done. We never see you again. So in theory, if you counterfeit it, they don't know because they don't have a copy.
Right.
You want to bet? But it'll be interesting. Oh, you know who else I forgot? Washington State, where all the guys stood in front of the Capitol and handed their weapons back and forth in a crowd. It was a huge open carry event. And each one of those was supposed to take paperwork, and they said, here, prosecute me. Wow. Talk about an arrogant government. Well, if you want us to lose respect for laws, this is what you do.
So, what happens if I live in Boulder, but I move to Denver? Am I allowed to take that gun out of there? Are they going to have safe storage laws? Are they not going to be coming in and checking on?
Oh, now that I didn't check. Good question. Rob writes down notes for next week. Check on safe storage in Boulder. I don't know.
That would interest me simply because the whole safe storage, they're already at a registry, right? So they're already at a registry. Now, our universal background checks in Colorado will work?
Well, universal background checks don't work unless there's a registry.
Right.
Because the police says, oh, you've got the firearm. Yes, sir. It's mine. How do I know? How does the cop know it's yours? He can say, oh, it's not stolen. He has no idea if it's yours unless there's a statewide or national registry.
Right.
To which we're repeatedly told, no, that doesn't exist. Really? Let me think about this. But what amazes me is we have a limit. And state after city, after what, nation, if the Democrats get their way,
right,
of us have decided, us guys who are the police, are the first responders, no, we're not taking this. We're not doing it. I will rather be a criminal in your eyes than follow these meaningless and, in fact, abusive laws. One thing I wonder, though, I mean, we'll talk about it later. We have judges who've said that useless laws can still be used to inconvenience and, in fact, infringe on the Second Amendment. In these states, is selective prosecution sufficient evidence for a law to be considered cruel and unusual and therefore void? I don't know. I am not a lawyer.
Right. This is, as I continue to press, right?
Right.
As they continue to press, sooner or later, there's going to either be a law or a flash. I don't know if they want the flash. I mean, I think if there were to be a flashpoint right about now, given everything else that's been going on with Antifa, especially with Antifa showing up with weapons now in certain places.
Right.
Yeah.
Or plastic replicas. We can't tell whether they're real yet.
But, you know, what was her name? The female that was running for governor in Georgia.
Oh, right.
She had a group of new Black Panthers roaming around Atlanta, Georgia, carrying the very gun she intended to ban. And, it's an interesting dynamic to watch these gun grabbers out there and their minions. Well, when they show up with the very thing they purport to, they're going to ban it. Well, will they be turning theirs into?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Rob, for those of you who just tuned in for the first time, you can find Rob at amaland.com, at crashdaily.com, and at Slow Facts WordPress blog. In addition to the audio, which is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast. You got a bunch of stuff going on out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3 position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about various things. Rob, have you ever tried the Glock 43?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I thought it was just a little small for me.
Yeah. Well, you are big. You're tall. You got big hands.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Now, you can... This is the fun thing. We'll make a gun that's small enough that it looks awesome in the display counter. Then we're going to pick it up, and you're going to go shoot it. And if you don't have enough of a magazine extension, you can't get all of your hand on it.
Right.
And unless it fits just right, the way that extension moves to the grip, it pinches your fingers. And so you're carrying a bigger gun. It's sort of a marketing gimmick to me. You know, a Glock 19 is really about as small as my hands want.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people call that the perfect combat gun. Big enough to fight with and small enough to hide.
Exactly. Some people have argued that they wanted the Glock 17 slide, meaning a longer barrel,
right,
on the shorter grip of the 19.
Yeah.
Perfection is hiding in there somewhere, I think.
Right.
Don't tell Gaston, but anyway.
Well, the reason I asked was the other day I got a care package from High Threat Concealment.
Oh.
And in the care package, they sent me this little holster, which is supposedly a appendix carry holster that anybody, no matter what shape you're in, can carry an appendix carry setup if you want to.
Interesting.
Now, for me, you know, I think appendix carry, as far as being fast, I think that's probably the fastest place to draw from. I'm a little nervous about the prospect of, you know, going to a class and doing a class with appendix carry and constantly reholstering and appendix carry. I'm a little nervous about that.
Right.
But from a self-defense standpoint, I think appendix carry is probably the fastest way to go. So this
appears to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. This intrigued me. So they threw the holster in with the care package and everything else. But then I got I get the holster, but I don't have the gun. So I went out and I got the gun. Hard to evaluate the holster without the gun. Now, the holster and the gun combo, when I'm filming and when I'm doing creative stuff, I try to dress as loose and comfortable as I can, because I have to get into various positions just to set things up, set a camera up, and it's already difficult for me to move around with my knees and everything else as it is. So I'm probably wearing gym clothes, right?
Right.
Well, heretofore, the only way I could carry a gun with gym clothes would be a belly band, and I could carry anything with that belly band. I could carry anything from the Glock 26 to the big old CZP09, and it would carry it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the belly band... Your clothes begin to slide up and down on it.
Right.
As you walk around and everything. And then you're constantly readjusting. And then that's one thing concealed carriers always do, is touch their gun and everything. That's one thing you got to get past.
The beginners. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So I got this holster. I got this gun. And today I tried to combo with just a pair of gym pants on with nothing. I had been carrying it with a belt, with a gun belt. No issues. No issues at all. Cool. I decided to wear it with just a pair of pants that are just like gym pants, you know, just with an elastic waistband.
Yeah.
That worked.
So the next time we go to a training class, you're going to be appendix carrying.
Probably not. This works, and I think a lot of it has to do with the size of the gun. My goal is to be able to carry appendix, any gun I want to carry. My wife and I had that discussion the other day, just because of health issues and everything else. So the goal now is to get into the bright shape, into the Morse shape. Rob could carry a gun anyway he wants to. Anywhere. He could carry, you know. And if you like a holster, ankle holster, he can bend over, no problem, get to the ankle holster. And that's a long bend for Rob. Rob's tall.
We were talking about that on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
Yeah.
In the real world, a fair percentage of the time, your first clue that you're involved in a robbery or an assault is you're on the ground looking up.
Yep.
You know, the guy doesn't say, excuse me, sir, here's your engraved invitation. You've just been served with a robbery. No. It's from behind. And, okay, can you roll and present from the ground? Can you shoot from the ground without shooting yourself in the legs? And I've been in classes where, okay, we're going to do this dry. We're going to start with the normal presentation. We're going to go to a knee. We're going to go to kneeling. We're going to go to sitting. You're going to go to your back and then work your way back up. Okay, now two at a time, one on the left, one on the right. We're going to do it live. It takes some practice, and it would be a really good part of our routine dry training drill. Every time? No. Once a month? Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Dean Weingarten one time, and he told me about a guy who got knocked down by a bear. He got his weapon drawn. He had a Glock 20. He got his weapon drawn, and he shot through his foot to hit the bear.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
to imagine
when we were shooting supine, for example, I'm sure. Do you think that was racking their nerves?
They eased us into it at tactical defense. To back up half a step, I did look it up. There is no safe storage requirement in Boulder or in the rest of Colorado, but Boulder imposed a safe transport where your AR has to be in a locked case for transport. Again, that's one of the laws that's not applied, but it's on the books.
But, I mean, isn't law enforcement not going to enforce this law? Haven't they already said, we're not going with this? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know that if – I assume it's don't ask, don't tell. If the guy rolls up on you, he's not going to say, let me see what's in your trunk. If they've got a warrant and they search the vehicle, that could come up. The compliance rate right now, as of last week – was 1 out of 2,000 persons who has that firearm has complied. So that's a pretty – now, that's not 1 out of 2,000 people. That's 1 out of 2,000 AR owners. Right. So that's a pretty thorough middle finger.
Low percentage. We'll be right back talking with Rob Morris as we turn over everything in our mind. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed legislation by a voice vote on Friday to reopen the federal government through February 15th without providing money for President Trump's border wall. The House is expected to quickly approve the bill, sending it to the president's desk, ending the longest partial government shutdown in U.S. history. The president reminds Democrats,
as everyone knows, I have a very powerful alternative, but I didn't want to use it at this time.
The U.S. State Department is ordering all its non-emergency workers to leave Venezuela immediately amid the political crisis. President Nicolas Maduro has ordered all the diplomats out of the country, but the U.S. has said it will not recognize any orders from him. Former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
What will the Venezuelan military do? Now, so far, they pledged their support for Maduro, but there's erosion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is The Walking Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out. We'll be filming them soon, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, author, podcaster, instructor, competitor. Are you an instructor, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's one thing I have never, I've never sat back and thought to myself, before I die, I need to get that certification.
I don't do it for business. I did it for consistency, so that the methods, the language, the training that they see, just when I take friends to the range,
right,
the style and approach that I use is consistent with training they're going to get later. That's the only reason.
That's a good reason.
Right.
I like that reason.
And, you know, there you are using your videos. I would think you are being an instructor. Millions of people are learning from your videos. Yeah, why not be consistent for what they're going to see later?
I have been asked by some people, would you go shooting with me and teach me how to shoot? And I'm very reluctant to do that.
Huh.
Because I'll go shooting with anybody, but if they get out there now, what am I doing wrong? Well, I mean, I've watched myself shoot in slow motion, and when I'm shooting fast, always on my first shot, when I should be figuring out, when I should be just allowing that reset, on the first shot in a long string of like a mag dump or something,
right?
First round, my finger is coming off of the trigger and almost extending, And then it comes back and make contact. Then it comes back and make contact. And then I'm in the whole trigger, pull, reset. But that first round is always sort of idiosynchronous with me for some reason. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to get out there. Well, of course, I can teach you how to do it, but I can't teach you the way I do it. So, I just don't, but, you know, if anybody wants to go shoot, of course, I'll go shoot with them.
You know what's fascinating? They literally changed the way they teach firearms instruction after they started looking at self-defense videos of police.
Right.
Because in presentation, there was every grip imaginable.
Yeah.
And the guys go, wait a minute, they know better. If you ask them what they should do, they'll tell you every time. But they, in their training cycle, they moved too fast. They asked them to use that grip that they literally learned that day or the day before it was solidly in their memory. So before you said, look, we're just going to walk before we're going to run today is just right, the basics. Right. They were already pushed to use it. And therefore, in their memory, there's all that other near grip that therefore under stress, which one they're going to get. It's kind of a roll of the dice.
Yeah. I watched a cop the other day who did a pullover on somebody, and it was from the vantage point of his body camera.
Mm-hmm.
So when he drew his weapon and had to shoot at him, and guy comes back, and his hand, there's a good half an inch between the web of his hand and, you know, up there on the tang of the gun on the back strap. Yeah, he was low on the gun. He was really low on the gun. And I was just thinking, I wonder who taught this guy how to shoot.
If he knows, if you gave him enough time. But that, okay, it is a memory. We now know how we make memories.
Yep.
You need time. So if I push you before you've learned it, I get, you know, kind of the scrambled eggs of grip that we see when we push our students. You can be pushed too fast in training. And those are the sorts of things I think you'd really enjoy getting your instructor's permit.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that one because I had not thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah, it's 2 days you'll never get back, but you'll learn some things.
Well, the problem here is we have to go through the same guy. And the guy that we have to go through to get the instructor's the instructor's certificate from, if we're talking about an NRA certification,
right,
is one of the most insufferable people. Oh. And, I mean, listen, it takes a lot for me to sit back and just go, you know, I just can't stand you. I can't stand the fact that I'm having to bring the same oxygen as you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I got to figure out I've got to have a plan B. Or maybe he'll retire. He's about at that age. He needs to. He's not of sound body anymore. He's sort of broken down a little bit here and there, as it happens to all of us, except for you. You don't break down.
I keep working at it the same as you do.
Yeah.
When we come back, I guess, I would like to talk. I had some more thoughts about the class I saw in Colorado,
right,
where teachers were being trained to be first responders. I was just sitting there playing it in my head, and I went, that's pretty vivid that I have this movie running in my head, you know. And I went, wow, no, that was a pretty impressive course and a pretty impressive particular lecture. I wrote an article about it. It's called Protecting Our Students in the Classroom,
right,
New Symbols of Love and Wealth. Because you can imagine, and there were people in that classroom who had been at mass murders in Colorado, where murderers had attacked churches, where they had attacked movie theaters, where they had attacked schools.
Right.
Some were there as victims. Some were there as first responders. Some were law enforcement. So you would think they would have every incentive to be filled with anger, rage, frustration, bitterness. And the guy goes, yeah, no, that won't make you put your gear on every day.
Right.
Just just like a policeman, you know, gears up every day. No, it's they do it for love. And he goes, that's what I want the teachers to do. You're going to do it for love every day. And then you think, well, who are they loving? Who are they loving, really? Is it my kids? Well, most of these teachers were parents.
Sure.
And they want for their kids. They are doing for our children what they want us to do for theirs. Hey, when they walk out my front door, I want a world that's looking out for my kids. And they're going to lead by example. Pretty cool when you think the same reason you carry when you take the grandkids out on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, I know. What do you mean that? Yes, maybe no. It's not love, Bill. How are you selling yourself short there, partner? I think it is.
I'm not selling myself short. It's just that it would be really bad if somebody tried to hurt one of my grandchildren. Would sort of unleash something in me that they would see, and. I don't know if love would be the first thing that came to their mind.
No.
Certainly wouldn't be it would not be the first thing the assailant came to mind. He'd be up there going, holy, I can't even say what he would be saying. I just about slipped. I just about made my board op work there. I just made the producer have to hit the slam switch.
The jump button.
Yeah. We're heading into the break. We'll do that. We'll go where Rob wants us to go when we get back. You can check out his podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast, all the places that he writes. Of course, here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 25% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25back for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. And where were we going to go with this particular segment?
This last segment? Let me confess what was bothering me.
Okay.
I just need to speak to a friend. So I was bothered by the very vivid instruction that we saw in Colorado. We just seen in this class that trained teachers to be armed first responders, to be the first protectors until the police and EMTs arrive. We'd seen videos, both actual security camera and some that were reenactments used later for police training,
right,
of school attacks. And it's very powerful. Tremendously powerful. You can imagine how everyone feels. And the law enforcement officer, he hadn't been at Columbine. He'd been at another school attack. And you can imagine the emotions running through the classroom. He can't stand still. He's one of those guys you could never video. He's moving from foot to foot when he's not pacing back and forth and clenching his fists. And he goes, look, I was furious that I couldn't be there to stop it. He'd seen the victim's blood on the floor. And he goes, look, they're now in a hospital fighting for their life because I wasn't there to fight for them. And I swore to God that I would give anything to protect them. And then he looks at the class and he runs a finger across everyone. And he goes, and you, you're the answer to that prayer. Be there when your students need you. Keep them safe until I get there. He was pointing at everybody, Bill.
Right.
That's how you feel about your family. That's how all of us feel about the innocent.
Well, you know what? Like when I read about Sandy Hook and I read about those first teachers and administrators that tried to rush him.
Yes.
The first thing that I thought about was, if I'd been there, I could have stopped him. One teacher, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. And it's not because I want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody. Nope. And by the same token, in an event where this means I either have to shoot somebody or I have to watch a bunch of a bunch of innocent people get slaughtered, I'm going to default to shooting somebody.
Right.
I'm going to default to shooting somebody as often as I have to get them to stop, to deanimate them, to make them let go of that gun and stop this pointless slaughter they're doing just because they can.
And what's amazing is the unarmed people in that class who protected those innocent children with their body felt the same way you did. You just have a tool and some training they don't have. Yeah. So this is one of those moments where there's very little difference between unarmed America and armed America.
Well, in most of these rampage killings, when the 60% of the time when they disarm the rampage right. killer, 60% of the time everybody was unarmed that did that. So it is doable. The difference is you have to have somebody that is willing to step in there and do that, not somebody that's going to be cowering, not somebody. And that takes a mindset that just, you know, Rob is probably a very good instructor. We're trying to be a very good instructor. No matter how good we are, we can't teach you mindset. Mindset is something you either have it or you don't, or you develop it.
Bill, you've seen people learn mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the U.S. Army's stock and trade?
Mindset, the way the U.S. Army installs mindset is they substitute mindset for a list of or a order of operations. Like with a stoppage on AR-15, the acronym is SPORTS. So when you have a stoppage on the weapon, instead of thinking I have a stoppage on the weapon, you think SPORTS. So you slap the magazine, you pull back the charging handle, you observe the chamber, you release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. And that's it's not so much mindset. It's like jumping out of an airplane, which is a very unnatural thing to do. Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door. Yeah. You're doing that all of that time, everything, when they tell, it's not just a cadence we sing when we're running. It's stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door, step right out and count to four. 4 seconds after you leave the aircraft, you better see a canopy over your head with a static line jump, or things are about to get real exciting.
Really exciting.
So they have to substitute because they don't get to work with us individually.
Right.
And especially in the opening of it. I mean, everybody in the Army takes the same basic combat training. It's all infantry training we're taking, the opening to infantry training. Then you get into advanced individual training where you learn how to be a cook or a military intelligence specialist or a ground pounder. So, they have to substitute order of operations for mindset. But it does develop.
You and I have had those students.
Yeah.
Maybe the way you and I typically see it is the wife of a friend, and she goes, oh, you know, I could never shoot a gun. I go, well, your husband or son is thinking of getting one. They're going to be around. At least learn how to manipulate it so you could make sure it was empty. Then they do that, and you go, by the way, I know you wouldn't shoot an unarmed person, but if that person is attacking your children or one of your loved ones, would you just stand by and do nothing? And they go, oh, no, I'd stop them. You go, okay, let me show you how you could do that and survive. But
yeah.
What's the comment in the Army? You don't want to kill the enemy, but you'll kill anybody who attacks your buddy.
That was never them.
That's not true.
we would have payday talks, and our sergeant major and our battalion commander would get out there, and they'd be like, I hope they come across, because I guarantee you there will be bloodshed. We're going to kill every one of them. We're going to leave their commander alive so that he can write the families. I mean, the military is a little bit different as far as in their parlance. If you get in there and you say, well, I'd like to learn how to kill the enemy, they're like, really? Come on over here, son. We want to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Bill?
Most people join the military, and, most people that join the military have motives like, I'm going to do it for the benefits, I'm going to do it for the college tuition, I'm going to do it for, there's a lot of things they'll do it for. I'm going to do it because I'm feeling patriotic, I feel like it's my time to do my time, something like that.
If you're that eager to pull the trigger, you might be a liability. We don't want you to touch off.
No, not when... When I joined, I thought we were going to war. I joined right after the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, the Marine Corps barracks. And my thought was, if I have to, and I, you know, this was in the 80s, so I didn't know if there was a, I figured if we had a war, that they would institute the draft, and I wanted to be stepping over the dead bodies of the people that just had gotten there. I wanted to be ramped up and ready to go, so that's why I joined. And when I joined, I was 23 years old. I wasn't thinking, well, as soon as I get done with this, I'll go to college and learn how to make pots. I was just, I was thinking I would join the military and stay in it for the rest of my natural life. And to that end, because of my color vision, I was not allowed to be in combat arms to begin with. But I did work in combat arms my entire time I was in, until I got into military intelligence, which was a whole other,
different cat.
Yeah, that was a whole different kind of cat. That's a good way of putting it. But before we run out of time, I want everybody to go check out Rob in the various places. Now, the fastest way to get a good dose of him is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. This is where he and an instructor, self-defense instructor, get there and do a forensic examination of an actual self-defense event with a gun and let you make your decision based upon what they put out there. Then there's the Polite Society podcast, which is more of an ensemble cast, but Rob is a big player in that. And then there's the writing, where he's talking to you, but he's not talking to you. He's written things, and he's left them there for you to find. And so, Slow Facts WordPress blog as a featured writer at Ammo Land, and also as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. All those places, that's where you go find and get a dose of Robin. Figure out what he's about. You can see it in his words. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next is going to be writer, Ammo Land writer John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to make my boss want to talk, all the wisdom he shared, unaware, I just...
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.